USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get well wishes still pouring in from leaders around the world and here at home, even from political rivals as President Trump recovers from COVID-19.
We are thinking of the first family with prayers that they recover.
That's Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris. And President Trump himself said in a video message shot yesterday at Walter Reed Medical Center he is feeling better.
I think I'll be back soon, and I look forward to finishing up the campaign the way it was started and the way we've been doing.
Though his doctors caution he's not out of the woods yet, Republican hopes for keeping control of the Senate are getting a boost after a Democratic hopeful in North Carolina had to apologize for sending sexual text messages to a woman who's not his wife. Cal Cunningham had been leading in most polls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The confirmation process for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, could face delays now after three Republican senators say they've tested positive for COVID-19. Senators Tom Tillis, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson all getting positive results. The Senate was scheduled to return to Washington tomorrow, but now plans to recess until October 19th. The Senate Judiciary Committee had planned to take up Judge Barrett's Supreme Court nomination on October 12th, and it's unclear if the panel would meet while the Senate was not in session. Some Fox News anchors and hosts are reportedly going to undergo coronavirus testing after attending this past week's presidential debate in Cleveland. Sean Hannity, debate moderator Chris Wallace, Brett Baer, and other on-air personnel believed to be getting tested after it was disclosed that President and the First Lady tested positive for COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Airlines, the latest to send out a May Day because of losses to the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on major airlines to halt planned furloughs, saying she anticipates an agreement with the White House in the next round of economic stimulus that will provide relief for struggling carriers. She told MSNBC she hopes President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis will help open Republicans to seeing the Democrat side in the negotiations. Pelosi has locked horns with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for weeks over a new line of stimulus funding to help those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats passed their latest version of the HEROES Act on Thursday, which provides $2.2 trillion in aid, about $1 trillion less than their first version of the bill, which was passed in May. The bill includes restarting $600 in weekly unemployment benefits through January and a second round of $1,200 payments mailed to Americans, as well as a $500 check for dependents. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Swiss skydiver, the winner of a photo finish, beating favored Authentic to win yesterday's Preakness Stakes in Baltimore. The Kentucky Derby winner placed second. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.